position, 150 out. Hurton starts pushing. Waikuku's running on Car Ying Star, but Beauty Generation starting to tire, but the champ is back in fine form. And Beauty Generation 10 in a row from Car Ying Star.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, and that was the Hong Kong champ, Beauty Generation, winning during the week, back in winning form. And Tony McAvoy's champ, Sunlight. Yes, Jimmy?
Yes. What was Beauty Generation's name in Australia? It starts with M.
Yeah, Anthony Cummings trained it.
Starts with M.
I'll think about it. Yeah. But I was going to say, Tony McAvoy's champ, Sunlight, was back in winning form at Flemington yesterday in the Gilguy. Tony's on the line. Tony, good morning. And I remember after her first up run in Sydney, you were saying everything is on track. People were sort of questioning where the mare was at. You said, give her three runs, she'll be right for the Everest. She's spot on, Tony.
Yes, she is, Ray. Thank you. She's a tremendous mare, and she just takes a bit of racing. And I think that really strong run in the Moyer and then backing it up 8 days later yesterday has got her in great fettle. Mm.
Could it be any more perfect, Tony?
Well, we're not there yet.
Right.
She's in great shape. I'm just going to the stable now to have a look at her, and we just need the weather to be on our side. The Sydney weather's a bit unpredictable, as you guys would know, so we need a nice dry track for her, and she'll be right in the mix, I'd say.
Yeah, fingers crossed we'll get a dry track. Tony, you did say she needed those three runs, and yesterday led throughout. I guess when you're leading up the straight, you're a sitting shot, aren't you? But she's just too good at the moment when she finds a winning form.
Yeah, she is, Ray. She's three from three down the straight now. And the significant thing yesterday, she carried 58.
Yep.
That's a big weight for a mare. And she was absolutely fantastic and in for the fight.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's different with a straight run, obviously, but going the other way from a Sydney point of view, is she one that can adjust to that very quickly?
Yeah, look, Jimmy, she's won a Magic Millions. Her record on that leg is absolutely fantastic.
Right.
And she switches very easily, and we're very blessed. You know, she loves travel. She loves change. She just takes everything on board and doesn't give us any issues. She's a good doer, and we're very lucky that she's as tough as she is.
On that thought process then, Tony, what are you considering now for the next 2 weeks into the Everest? Do you bring her up to Sydney early? Do you leave her at home at Flemington another week? What are you thinking? How will she prepare now for the big one?
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, Ray, I'll just be watching her really closely over the next 48 hours to see what she's saying to me. But I think it'll come back to the weather. She's going to have a busy couple of weeks. I'm going to keep her right up to the mark. It's going to be a very big contest, this contest, on the 19th. So I think she's got some improvement still in her. I know that sounds silly to say, but she wasn't showing any ribs at all there yesterday, and I need to see a couple of those for the Everest. So she's got a couple more gallops to go to achieve that. And it's whether I do it here in Melbourne and take her up the week of the race, or whether I go up this week and finish it off in Sydney, I should say. So I think I'll be watching the weather maps very closely. And if the weather's going to be quite good in Sydney, I'll probably take her there earlier than later.
Now, obviously, she is filling the slot holder from Max Whitby Syndicate. I'm going to give you a line of 4.5. You can say overs or unders the number of times that Max has contacted you on a daily basis in the lead up to the Everest, Tony.
Under.
Oh, there
you go. There you go.
Wow. There you go.
I tell you what, I've found Max and Neil such a joy and a pleasure to have on our team coming into the Everest, or we being on their team, if you like. But,
yeah.
You know, those guys, they just get it, don't they? They understand it. They've been, it's not their first rodeo, and they've just been so supportive of everything we've done.
Yeah, right.
And no, Big Max, unless his phone's been playing up.
he's left you alone, Tony. That's good.
Yeah,
Hey, Tony, I know you're concentrating on Sunlight, and I understand that, and I hope you don't think this is an unfair question, but as a rival trainer, what did you make of Sandra Anna Lane's run yesterday?
Yeah, look, I thought Sandra was incredible. He's an absolutely high-class sprinter that I've got so much time for. A couple of things I noted, Ray, was he melted a little bit in the paddock before. It wasn't that warm here, but he got himself very warm. He was a bit excited to be back to the track, and he certainly looked to me like he had a lot more to come. And so, you know, I think Anthony's done a great job getting him first up to run as well as he did. Like, he ran home incredible sectionals. And, yeah, he's going to be a player. He really is going to be a player. He's a high-class horse. So I was hoping that he was going to be further back than that yesterday.
Yeah, that's shaping up.
Big days all the way through the spring, and of course we are looking forward to that. Just a couple of weeks away.
Countdown's on, isn't it?
For the Everest, yeah. Tony, congratulations. The performance of Sunlight yesterday. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Tony.
Tony McAvoy there, an outstanding performance from Sunlight, right in the market there
at Santa
Everest and Santa Anna Lane as well too. Yeah, so really interesting.